Living authentically, how to be true to yourself in a noisy world. Welcome to Being Authentically You. Today we're diving into a topic that many of us struggle with, living authentically in a world full of noise, distractions, and expectations, with social media, societal pressures, and the endless opinions of others. It's easy to lose touch with who we truly are. So, how do we stay grounded in our truth and live as our most authentic selves? Let's jump in. So, what does it mean to live authentically? Living authentically means showing up as your true self without conforming to the expectations of others. It's about making choices aligned with your values, passions, and beliefs, rather than trying to fit into societal molds. Authenticity isn't about perfection. It's about honesty. It's about being real with yourself and others. So many of us are conditioned to believe that we need to act, think, or behave in a certain way to be accepted, loved, or deemed successful. We wear masks to fit in, and over time, we forget who we truly are underneath them. So what are the challenges of living authentically in a noisy world? In today's world, it can be incredibly difficult to stay true to yourself. The noise comes from everywhere. Social media, family, friends, and even the internal voices we've picked up along the way. Some common challenges that get in the way of living authentically. Comparison culture. With social media, it's easy to fall into the trap of comparing yourself to others. You see the highlight reels of people's lives because they don't want to show you, the ugly or the unwanted part of their lives, and it can make you begin to question your own path. External expectations. Whether it's societal norms, cultural expectations, or family pressures, we often feel pulled to live in a way that's expected of us rather than what truly resonates with us. Fear of judgment. Many of us are afraid of being judged or criticized for being different or pursuing our unique passions. This fear can hold us back from expressing our true selves. It keeps us playing small, dimming our light and holding us back from being and doing what we are meant to do in this lifetime. People pleasing. If you're a chronic people pleaser, you might find yourself constantly saying yes to others and no to yourself. Over time, this drains your energy and disconnects you from your authentic desires. So remember, someone is going to be let down. It will either be the other person or it will be you. Do you want to continuously let yourself down until you no longer care about what your soul wants? So how do we reconnect with our authentic selves? So let's talk about how you can break free from the noise and reconnect with who you truly are. Some steps you can take to live authentically. Get clear on your values. What truly matters to you? What do you value most in life? Freedom, creativity, honesty, connection. Understanding your core values will help guide your decisions and keep you aligned with your truth. What does your soul crave more than anything? What is your truth? Practice self-awareness. Begin paying attention to when you feel inauthentic. Are there certain situations or people that cause you to act differently than you would normally like? Cultivating self-awareness allows you to identify when you're out of alignment so that you can make conscious choices to show up more authentically. Let go of comparison. It's easier said than done, right? But remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Someone else's path is not yours, as your path is not someone else's. You're not behind or off track. So focus on your journey and trust that you are exactly where you're meant to be. All paths lead home. All paths lead to where you ultimately are meant to be. Sometimes they're longer than others, but that is part of the path, part of the lessons you are meant to learn to help your soul evolve. All paths are a gift if you choose to view it that way. Set boundaries. Living authentically means setting boundaries with people or situations that drain you or make you feel like you need to shrink yourself. This can mean limiting time on social media or saying no to activities that don't serve you. Setting boundaries isn't meant to place a box around yourself or punish others. They're meant to help your connection with others and protect you and your energy so you can feel good in your body and in your environment. Remember, a boundary can be temporary or permanent. You decide. If boundaries make others uncomfortable, think to yourself why that is, and is it because that particular person was taking advantage before and the boundary placed doesn't allow them, you know, to any longer? Embrace vulnerability. Authenticity and vulnerability go hand in hand. When you're willing to be vulnerable and let others see the real you, it creates space for deeper connections and more meaningful relationships. Yes, there's a risk of rejection, but there's also the reward of being truly seen and loved for who you are. It also showcases to others that they too can be their authentic selves without fear. One powerful tool for understanding your authentic self, and something we will jump a lot more into, is human design. Your human design chart can offer deep insights into your natural energy, strengths, and challenges, helping you align with your true self in a way that feels effortless. The three most important and key parts of your human design are your energy type, the strategy for that type, and your authority. Your type, whether you're a manifester, generator, manifesting generator, projector, or reflector, your type can show you the most aligned way to use your energy and interact with the world. Living out of alignment with your type often leads to frustration, burnout, and a sense of inauthenticity. Your strategy in human design helps you navigate life in a way that reduces resistance. When you honor your strategy, whether it's waiting for invitations, responding, or initiating, you move in harmony with the flow of life rather than forcing things that don't feel authentic. Your authority guides you in making decisions that are aligned with your truth, whether it's your emotional authority, sacral authority, or another. Understanding how you're designed to make decisions can help you stay true to yourself and avoid choices that don't resonate. Let's go over a few practical ways you can start living more authentically, even when the world around you is noisy. Limit your time on social media. Social media is one of the biggest sources of comparison and external noise. Consider taking regular breaks or curating your feed to only include content that inspires or uplifts you. Even creating an inspirational-only account that only you know about can be a huge benefit. Follow only people and accounts that make you feel good, that inspire you to be the person your soul is craving you to be. Drown out the negativity, the political, what society deems as normal, and fill it with authenticity. Surround yourself with supportive people. Spend time with people who encourage you to be yourself, who celebrate your uniqueness, and who lift you up. Let go of the toxic relationships or situations that make you feel like you need to change or conform. If the people around you don't support you the way that you support them, it's time to find a new tribe. It doesn't mean leave them in the dust, unless you truly need to cut ties and only you know if you need to do this. But don't put in as much effort into those relationships when there isn't anything being replenished back into you. Obviously, there are situations where someone might not have the capacity to pour into you because their own cup is empty. So use your own discernment with this and take into consideration how the relationship dynamics have been over a longer period of time, you know, so you can determine what is best for you right now in moving forward with your own life. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is a powerful way to reconnect with your true self. By staying present in the moment, you can tune out the noise of external distractions and focus on how you genuinely feel in the present. Check in with yourself regularly. Make it a habit to ask yourself, "Am I living in alignment with my truth?" Check in on your decisions, relationships, and daily habits. Are they reflective of who you are? Are they driven by external pressures? The power of living authentically. So living authentically may not always be the easiest path, but is the most rewarding. When you stay true to yourself, you create a life that feels more fulfilling, joyful, and aligned. The more you honor your unique essence, the more you attract opportunities, relationships, and experiences that resonate with your soul. Authenticity is a gift, not only to yourself, but to the world. When you allow yourself to show up as the real you, you inspire others to do the same. The ripple effect of authenticity creates deeper connections, more meaningful work, and a greater sense of purpose. When you stick to the path that resonates with you, only magic can happen. You came here to live out your unique purpose, to discover who you truly are, and to show others they too can do the same for themselves. So I want to thank you for joining me in this episode on living authentically. Remember, the journey to authenticity is ongoing. It's about peeling back the layers, shedding what no longer serves you, and embracing who you truly are at your core. Take it one step at a time and give yourself grace along the way. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review. I'd love to hear how you're practicing authenticity in your own life. Until next time, stay true to yourself and keep shining your light by being authentically you.